Today, May 27th, is the feast day of St. Augustine of Canterbury. Now, in the Catholic Church, there are two famous Augustines. The first one, of course, is the son of St. Monica, who had the dramatic conversion story and wrote his Confessions, the famous bishop of Northern Africa, the famous St. Augustine. Today, though, is the less famous Augustine, called Augustine of Canterbury. St. Augustine was born near Rome in about the year 596. He was the abbot of a monastery in Rome. He was the friend of Pope Gregory the Great. And Pope Gregory the Great commissioned Augustine to take 30 monks to travel to England and to convert the people of England that were submerged in paganism after the invasion of the Saxons in the 5th and 6th centuries. There were some Christians already in England at the time, thanks to the Irish missionaries that had made their way there to do some missionary work and had made a few converts scattered throughout the country. But really, the Catholic faith was not firmly established until the Pope sent St. Augustine of Canterbury and these 30 monks to England. Well, on their way to England, they got to France and they heard all sorts of stories about how dangerous it was to try to cross the English Channel and how fierce the pagans of England were. And so they turned around and they traveled all the way back and walked all the way back to Rome. They show up at the Pope again and they explain their fears, and the Pope says, turn around and go back. He says, put aside your fears. Remember, the word fear stands for F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real. Most of our fears are really false evidence or false expectations appearing real. So they turned around again and they went this way. They made it across the English Channel. And they met the king, King Ethelbert, who happened to be married to a Christian. He did receive them rather warmly, and he was baptized at Christmas in the year, in the early 600s. And so they began to see conversions. It was very slow. The Pope even told them, he who would climb a lofty height must go step by step. You can't go in leaps. He told them you have to go step by step. So that's what happened. The conversion of England was very slow and gradual. But after the 7 years that Augustine worked there, his death just 7 years later, the Catholic faith was established there on English soil. And for centuries, really for the next almost 900 years, it was a very faithful and flourishing Catholic Church. We know what would happen, though, with Henry VIII coming in and breaking England from the Church. But nowadays we see, with the work of Pope Benedict, a reunion starting to occur. Countless Anglican bishops have now come back into the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, with tens of thousands of Anglicans, Episcopalians from England that are now coming back into the faith. So we pray today through the intercession of St. Augustine for the reunion of the Anglican denomination back into the Catholic faith.